The happiest times were when she told him about the other place.
And you really can go flying whenever you like?
Whenever you like.
And she would tell him about the lovely music that came out of a box, and all the nice games you could play, and the delicious things to eat and drink, and the light that came when you pressed a little thing in the wall, and the pictures that you could hear and feel and smell, as well as see, and another box for making nice smells, and the pink and green and blue and silver houses as high as mountains, and everybody happy, and no one ever sad or angry, and everyone belonging to everyone else, and the boxes where you could see and hear what was happening at the other side of the world, and babies in lovely clean bottles. Everything so clean, and no nasty smells, no dirt at all, and people never lonely, but living together and being so jolly and happy, like the summer dances here in Malpais, but much happier, and the happiness being there every day, every day. He listened by the hour, and sometimes when he and the other children were tired with too much playing, one of the old men of the pueblo would talk to them, in those other words, of the great transformer of the world, and of the long fight between right hand and left hand, between wet and dry, of a Wanawilona who made a great fog by thinking in the night, and then made the whole world out of the fog, of Earth Mother and Sky Father, of Ahayuta and Masailima, the twins of war and chance, of Jesus and Pukong, of Mary and Etzanatalihi, the woman who makes herself young again, of the black stone at Laguna, and the great eagle and Our Lady of Acoma. Strange stories, all the more wonderful to him for being told in the other words, and so not fully understood. Lying in bed, he would think of heaven and London, and Our Lady of Acoma, and rows of babies in clean bottles, and Jesus flying up, and Linda flying up, and the great director of World Hatcheries, and Awanawilona. Lots of men came to see Linda. The boys began to point their fingers at him. In the strange other words, they said that Linda was bad. They called her names he did not understand, but that he knew were bad names. One day they sang a song about her again and again. He threw stones at them. They threw back. A sharp stone cut his cheek. The blood wouldn't stop. He was covered with blood,